You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's Into Tomorrow for the weekend of March 27th, 2020. Thank you for tuning in. A very happy birthday this week to Into Tomorrow's Beth Gatrell, who provides us with weekly tech tips, among other things. Do check them out at intotomorrow.com. I play your humble host, Dave Graveline.
And I play the fat guy sitting in the corner of the studio, Chris Graveline.
Oh, that's harsh. Why did you leave me to say that? No, I wouldn't have said that. That's probably why.
Because you're in the center of the studio. You're not in the corner.
Well, you could have said the not-so-humble sidekick or something.
Color guy.
The color guy. There you go. And Erasmo is handling all of the editing and the knob turning and the button pushing and whatever it is that he does. What does he do? I never know because he's in the control room and I'm here.
He makes us sound okay.
Oh, boy. He has his work cut out for him. Yeah. And, of course, Horatio working with the show. I hope all's well because Horatio moved for a much better job, much better than radio, but still working with us. Thank you, H. Well, he moved to New York.
There's no much better job than radio. But there's a better paying job than radio.
Well, a paying job, he moved years ago. But he's still working with the show, thank God. And as is Erasmo, of course, because, you know, people just can't leave us. It's, you know, I don't know what it is. It must be the super glue.
It's our magnifying or magnetized personality.
That's what it is. Anyway, magnetic, you finally got that out. We've got a couple of cool things coming up. If you haven't heard Kevin Sayer, the president, chairman, and CEO of Dexcom on the program before, you want to stay tuned. Very interesting information. If you or anyone you know suffers from diabetes, they, being Dexcom, has some very interesting things to help. And I personally not only endorse them and provide testimonial, but live with their Dexcom goodies, the continuous glucose monitor, among other things. So do stay tuned for that coming up in just a few minutes. Meantime, a couple of tech news items, perhaps?
Do Not Pay, a service launched in 2018, allowing individuals to receive legal advice through an AI-powered legal counsel, is ready to help you out if you need to delay your rent, credit card, or utility bill payments as a result of the current coronavirus pandemic.
Nice.
The company, known for its legal aid chatbot, is launching a new service that requests waivers and payment extensions from companies and landlords. The new product allows the service to identify any bills, such as utilities and rent, that are eligible for an extension or a late fee waiver. Do Not Pay will then reach out to the company to make a, quote, compassionate and polite request. Yeah. If the request is denied, the service will send out a second letter citing relevant local and state laws. Right now, the service is only available in the U.S., but Do Not Pay founder Josh Browder told reporters that the company is looking to bring the service to other countries, such as the U.K.
Oh, pretty cool. And Do Not Pay suggests that it's free?
Apparently.
I hope. Unicast has developed a social distancing scoreboard for your smartphone based on users' GPS phone location data that evaluates how well people in various states and counties are following the coronavirus stay-at-home advice by tracking their movements compared to those on a typical day. States scoring an A included Alaska, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Nevada, while Wyoming received an F, and the U.S. overall earned a grade of B.
Well, but how are people in Wyoming too close together? Doesn't Wyoming only have, like, 10 people?
I think that confused me a lot, because it seemed like they're so wide open. God's country, they call it, right? That, or is that Montana? I don't know. But still, Wyoming got an F. But our listeners in Alaska, yay team, and Vermont and Massachusetts and Nevada, but especially Alaska right there, all received A's. Good for them. You know, you gotta love that. And, of course, according to an analysis from Nielsen, Americans are projected to watch as much as 60% more television and movies and, of course, listen to the radio at home now that increasingly strict coronavirus-related lockdowns and shutdowns are in place in cities all around our country. And more people are, of course, working from home, as we talked with our guest the last 2 hours of the show. If you missed any of that, you want to check that out. Between Freddie and Mark and others that we've been talking about, and to your tech news item last hour as well, about more and more people are streaming stuff. Well, they're also watching more TV and movies and listening to radio.
Yeah, except some of these people need to stop streaming so much stuff because you're making the quality go down for the rest of us because they're having to lessen the quality so they can handle all this onslaught of streaming.
True. More info for you at intotomorrow.com.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, reminding you that our brand new, updated, free Into Tomorrow app is available for you. In your favorite app store, just search those two words, Into Tomorrow, and snag our app, and you can tap it and join the program, participate that way. It's very easy. Hear us 24/7 if you'd like. There's all sorts of great ITTV videos there for you, everything available with the Into Tomorrow app. And since we will be launching our 25th year on the air coming up in January, we hope that you continue to be a longtime listener in various and sundry ways, all 3 hours of the weekly broadcast covering consumer tech all the time. Our next guest is a leader in transforming diabetes care and management by providing continuous glucose monitoring, often called CGM technology, to help patients and healthcare professionals better manage their diabetes. Our regular listeners know that I've been talking about Dexcom for years. I personally am a very satisfied Dexcom user with their latest G6 system. Their chairman and CEO of Dexcom is Kevin Sayer. Kevin, welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm great today. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. And you guys have been pushing a very cool campaign of the end of finger pricks, and I love it.
We have.
But the whole idea of ending finger pricks catches a lot of good attention. I think it's an awesome marketing idea.
Oh, we think it's a great program, but more important than that, it's a great feature of the system.
Sure.
I can't tell you how many people have come up to me since we launched the G6 platform and literally, Dave, shown me their hands and say, look, I don't have scratchy fingers anymore.
Yes.
This is, you know, and I don't have diabetes, but I've worn these devices and stuck my finger numerous times. I got to tell you, that's a big deal.
Oh, for sure. And I've done that with some of our staff and family where I pull out an old finger pricker, if you will, and a meter and the whole bit. And I said, well, this is what I used to have to do. Let's check yours. No, I don't need to be. Well, and then once in a while, somebody will say, all right, let's make sure that I don't have diabetes, you know, and their blood sugar's fine. But they're saying, wait, you did this like every day? I said, no, several times a day. And that's where people are saying, yeah, if I can not have to do that and still monitor my blood sugar properly, I'm in. And, of course, that's what I love personally about the G6 system. And you guys have been doing this for many years. You've really perfected it.
You know, we have made a lot of progress, and the people that work here will tell you I'll never let them rest. So we continue to work on this every day to make it better. We made a huge jump in going from G5 to G6 with the physical form factor, you know, a single button push to put it on your body, some new alarms, a predictive low alert. So rather than wait till you cross the threshold, it predicts. And then certainly no calibrations.
Yeah.
And those features have just been a huge growth driver for our business.
And I don't know how you do it with that new single button push device to install the little sensor. I don't know if install is the right word, but that's what I call it, to apply it, I guess.
Apply is a good word.
Yeah, apply is good, yes, because you're applying it to your body, you know, so you're not installing. But to apply the sensor every 10 days is amazing that it doesn't hurt at all. And, you know, every 3 days, unfortunately, the Omnipod pump that I have to put on is like, ow, everybody hears me yell when it clicks in, and it's like, ow, okay, well, that hurt for a second, but shouldn't.
Yeah.
And it's just the difference in the method that you and your team have managed to put together to perfect this thing. I am truly blown away by it, and it just makes life so much easier in every way.
You know, that insertion technology, I'm glad you brought that up. Because there's a lot of guys who worked very hard on that for a long time. And I ask a lot of questions. So one of the things I learned, I asked, how long is that needle in your body without automatic insertion? It's the time that a hummingbird can beat its wings three times. Boom, boom, it's gone. It's literally just seconds. And not having the fear of the needle, not having to see the needle that goes into your body, just the button push has made this whole experience much more engaging for our patients, and particularly as we've grown, and we've grown in the Medicare population, for example, you don't have to have a whole lot of dexterity to put the G6 system on.
Oh, it's very easy.
You have to have a lot more dexterity to use G5. So we think it's a feature that our market really needed.
True. Now, and you talk about, well, first of all, kudos to that team. By all means, please pass on my congrats, because they've done a heck of a job. And even as great as it is, I know they're working to perfect whatever they can do better, even more. And that's terrific. But let's talk about the G5 is still available, right? Is that also a continuous glucose monitoring system for those not familiar?
Oh, it is. It is our previous generation continuous glucose monitoring system. It does require finger sticks for calibration twice a day. Mm-hmm. But it is a great product as well. It's the first product, for example, that ever went straight to the phone for patients, so they could view their mobile device and get their glucose values. We created a lot of technology with the G5 system, and that has been a good product for us. We will keep it around for a while because some patients like it. And as naturally with any company, we'll eventually phase it out, because we're also, in addition to G6, working on G7, Dave, and you can't only have so many G's around here. We're going to have to, you know, we'll have to make some choices, but we're very comfortable that our new technologies will delight our patients, and they'll eventually all shift over.
And Kevin, I love how you say there's only so many G's, because it's like our discussions every week on the show about you know, cellular coverage, and now we're at 5G and already talking about 6G, and it's just
there's just only so many generations of product you can support.
Oh, for sure. Are we any closer to getting the G6 also eligible for Medicare, or is that something that is already happening?
Actually, that is happening now, Dave. We announced early November that for our Medicare patients, we've made G6 available, and they can go to Walgreens, actually, and pick that up. We've entered into an agreement with Walgreens on the distribution side for our Medicare patients to handle all the paperwork process through the drugstore. And anybody who is involved in these products knows the distribution and obtaining the products can sometimes be harder than it should be.
Oh, for sure.
We really felt this Walgreens relationship, and ultimately with others later, if we can get our Medicare patients to the drugstore and get the CGM to patients as part of their normal health care purchasing patterns, it's just going to be a lot better. We're really excited.
Can you give me, first of all, before we get, I've got so many other good questions. Well, I hope they're good questions that I'm imagining our listeners wanting to know about. But tell us a little bit more, maybe a little more insight about Dexcom in general. What exactly you do? Because we're talking about, of course, constant glucose monitoring and the importance for not only those of us that are diabetic, but perhaps have some in the family or friends, and you just want to get more information and your company's mission overall.
That's a great segue for me. I could spend the whole rest of the interview talking. You wouldn't have to ask another question, but I'll try and keep it brief.
No worries.
Our mission is very simple. It's to empower people to take care of diabetes. And by people, we mean not only those who have it, but their caregivers and their families and those around them. A continuous glucose monitor is a technology that has been in development, and you know, for many, many years. I saw my first one way back in the early 90s. But now with the G6 system, where we have no calibrations in its features, I think we're really finally delivering the promise that people saw when we looked at this many, many years ago. So someone who has diabetes, you talked about the finger pricks. Somebody managing their diabetes prior to CGM would stick their finger anywhere between 4 and 8 or 12 times a day if they're really trying to manage their blood glucose values. And with that finger prick, all you get is a number. This is where your glucose is today. No information on whether you're going up or down. You get that number, and then you make a decision with a life-saving and life-threatening drug, insulin, as to how much you're going to give yourself and what you're going to do. With a CGM, we get a glucose reading every 5 minutes automatically. The way the sensors work is there is a small wire that is inserted just under the skin. It doesn't go in very far, and there's tape and a plastic base that lies on the outside of your skin. And for the listeners, if they want to see this technology, there are films on our website, Dexcom.com, where you can go see. But inside this plastic base that lays on your skin with the sensor underneath it, a transmitter is inserted in there. And that whole system on your body generates a glucose value that is then transmitted via Bluetooth from that transmitter to your mobile platform, to a Dexcom receiver, or possibly in some instances to an insulin pump that would receive the data and display it there. The advantages to the phone are one of the things that have driven our incredible growth. With this data on the phone, on top of people being to manage their own diabetes, that data can now be shared with others and can be shared with your family, with your roommate. Ironically, we hear stories all the time about sharing the data, some of which are funny. We've actually caused families to have big problems because kids who go away to college don't want their parents to follow them all the time, as you can imagine. Yeah. And so parents can just get absolutely obsessed with the data and look at it more than their child does. But the advantage of this ability to follow and share data with those who give you care are features that you can't even put a number on. We rang the NASDAQ bell last Wednesday. We had several of our patients there, and one of the patients told me a story about how her glucose values had gone low, and while she heard the alarms, she just really didn't respond to them because she wanted to sleep, and not long afterwards, her door in her hotel room was broken into because her mother, who's on the other side of the world, now think about that, somebody on the other side of the world looking at your glucose data, making sure you're safe.
Wow.
And this young woman said, without your share feature, I don't know that I'd be here.
That's true. She may not have awakened, and I've talked about it on the air before, where my Dexcom has literally saved my life because the doctor was trying to get the proper dosage for the new pump and that kind of thing. And unfortunately, I was actually overdosing overnight without realizing it. And it was the alarm waking me up to get me to go, you know, get a little sugar in my system and be okay with it. I can absolutely relate to that story because if it wasn't for that, I may not have awakened.
And those acute occurrences are extremely important. Over the long haul, though, as you look at technologies, there are very few things that you can go to the world or to the system and say, you know what, this is going to save everybody money over time.
Mm-hmm.
Patients who use a continuous glucose monitor, like I said, they get 288 data readings every day. And as patients start dialing in their therapies and their exercise routines and their nutrition, we just see a tremendous improvement in overall healthcare. A1Cs go down. Their time spent high decreases, time spent low decreases. And not only is everybody happier, they get healthier as well.
Oh, for sure. And I've got to share this really quick with you. And then, Kevin, I'm going to ask, if you don't mind holding a second, there's so many other important questions I want to ask you. We're going to pay a couple of bills and come back. But I knew when I got a new endocrinologist and I first went to his office, and he says, oh, you have the Dexcom. Excellent. We're going to get that information, and then we're going to go over it. I knew that it was the right decision before that doctor, because he was so impressed that we can talk about looking at the data and the highs and the lows and how to deal with things. And it was just one of those extra check marks of, yep, good thing, good idea.
Absolutely.
And as impressed as he was. I'm going to ask Kevin Sayer, President, Chairman, and CEO of Dexcom, DEXCOM.com. Of course, we'll get you there, too, when you visit intotomorrow.com. Hold just a second. We're right back with more.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting with the President, Chairman, and CEO of Dexcom, Kevin Sayer. And before the break, talking about all kinds of cool and unique things. And, of course, the Dexcom company mission of not only helping save people time and being able to better control their diabetes, but as I've been saying for years, literally saving people's lives. And Kevin, I think that alone gives you and your team the great impetus to keep going.
Incredible. It's incredibly motivating. It really is. It's certainly one of the reasons to keep coming every day. Our patients are kind of like family to us frequently, and it's really a good, it's a great dynamic for us.
Oh, terrific. I wish I could have been there to help ring the NASDAQ bell with you. But then that brings me to another point. You just came off some Q3 earnings. Anything you want to share about what's coming down the pike for Dexcom?
Our Q3 earnings report was our best quarter ever. On the revenue side, it was our highest dollar growth quarter ever. We'd grown $130 million over the third quarter of a year ago.
Nice.
Our growth rate is over 40% on the revenue side. And for the first time in our history, we're now profitable. And that really demonstrates, Dave, the strength of the business and the severity of the problem that we address and that we hope that we solve.
Well, and I think it's mostly up to the CEO of Dexcom. You're doing it. Oh. You're making it.
No, we have great people here.
Of course.
I can't take credit for. I love being part of it.
Yeah, and I can tell you guys have a passion. Not only you, Kevin, of course, as the CEO, but everyone that I've dealt with there, you know, at the company in various support roles or just, you know, handling supplies and things, you do know they care. And many of them are using your products, which also gives you the warm fuzzies as a patient to say they get it. They understand my questions and they absolutely want to help.
Oh, we have several people who have type 1 diabetes who work here and give us valuable input on product design and everything that we do. And on top of that, in all candor, I would tell you our executive team sometimes are called human pincushions because while we don't have diabetes, most of us, we do try the product and learn, and we do make observations as to what we think we could do better or, you know, evaluate the experience just so we understand what our customers go through.
And that's very important and good that you do that. You mentioned how many Gs and the G7 you're already working on. You know, I'd be remiss if, as a talk show host, if I didn't ask, well, what can you do better? What is it that you're not doing that is going to be done differently with a G7 one of these days?
We have three mantras in our product development strategy. Everything we do, we want to make it better from a performance standard, and we push pretty hard on that. Even though we've achieved great performance, we always try and make it better, and we push that agenda. The second one is more convenient for patients to use. And the third one, we try and take cost out of it, because eventually, to get to as big an audience as we want to, we know we have to lower our costs. As you look at the G7 system, performance-wise, our hope is we can get it to last more than 10 days, that we can get out to a 14 or 15-day life, and that will depend on how accurate it is in those later days, but that is our ambition. Mm-hmm. And again, that we don't lose any accuracy from what we have in G6 and possibly pick up a couple of other things that make it a little better. On the convenience side, and this is a really big one for G7, it is a much smaller profile on the body. The transmitter is literally smaller than a quarter, and it's disposable. So when a patient is done with the sensor session, they will peel it off and throw it away. The insertion technology, believe it or not, is fewer steps than the G6.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be simpler. And so that is we are addressing many of the convenience things with that. Shorter warm-up time. We have a lot of good technology we're putting into G7. And on the cost side, we really designed this product for manufacturing. You know, when you are an innovation-driven company like Dexcom, oftentimes you drive everything based on innovation, and then you say, okay, now I got to figure out how to build and sell this thing. With G7, we're kind of starting from a different perspective. How can we build tens of millions of these things and make sure we have our distribution channel in place? And the design was designed to be that type of product. So I really believe that this design, particularly the form factor, is going to be really important as we go forward. Having so little real estate on your body. Well, you know, you wear a pump and a sensor. If we can cut that thing down by 70% size-wise, you're going to be happy.
I'm going to be thrilled. And how soon can someone like me be beta testing this for you?
We're in studies right now, but it's not big-time beta testing. Our hope and our plans are to launch this fully in 2021, with possibly some limited launches in 2020, more the beta-type launch where we put geographies or a specific patient group on it for a while to gather data. Mm-hmm. We really have, and you've heard this from us, G6 has been such a good product. We've had a lot of growing pains this year, so we've learned a lot. So as we go to G7, we're addressing all the things we've learned with G6. We're keeping them in mind, and we're going to make sure we have the capacity we need to have before we roll that out, because we think it's just going to be a game-changing system.
Oh, and of course, still reporting to the phone and to smart watches even. And we used to say, don't leave home without your American Express card. You know, now over the last few years, it's like nobody leaves home without their phone. Well, and those of us dependent on constant glucose monitoring, you know, the phone's never beyond an arm's reach even on purpose. And you have that confidence of having that constant glucose reading.
Absolutely. I think phone use has been a big driver in our business. But not only the phone use, I think one of the things to remember about Dexcom is we've tried to create a very open architecture with respect to our devices. So we can talk to partners' insulin pump systems. Mm-hmm. and ultimately rely on algorithms that will partially automate insulin delivery depending upon the program that we're in. We also, as we look forward, over the next 5 years, we know there are going to be insulin pens for those who don't want to use a pump that will have Bluetooth and connectivity capabilities as well, and we'll be able to put all this data together in a Dexcom-based app or an app for somebody else that could possibly give a patient more coaching and more information as we have more data in the same place. this connectivity and this information, I think, is really going to drive better diabetes care.
Well, certainly many GCM advantages to look forward to into tomorrow, if you will, because that's exactly the excitement that's building for more and better glucose monitoring. Real quick, because we're way out of time, but I wanted to get a couple things in. I personally, and I know others are too, being bombarded by other companies out there that are, you know, saying, well, we've got things too. All you have to do is tap your phone, or tap a receiver. And it's like, well, why would I do that when it's just constant monitoring anyway? And I don't have to think about tapping or wait a minute, I forgot to tap or something. Oh, well, then we have a third party company that can attach a transmitter. It's like, whoa, I'm not comfortable with now a third party doing it, some kind of a little transmitter on top of their device. Or how about this one? How about the people that are trying to implant chips under your skin for 3 months? I asked my doctor and he goes, no, we're not going there. He says, my patients are not dogs. I went, whoa.
David, in all fairness, we have been so successful, people are going to follow and people are going to come to this market. What we have learned, the benefits of continuous monitoring where a patient doesn't have to get involved, where that data goes straight to either the Dexcom receiver, the phone app, the patient's insulin pump, where you can then proactively alert somebody that something's going on rather than have them getting involved all the time, result in much better outcomes.
Yeah, I can't tap it while I'm sleeping, for example, yet the alarm goes off when it's going to save my life.
That's right. And so we've always been committed to continuous feed of this glucose information, and that will be our basis going forward. That's how we have designed our product. It'll never change. We've been very successful with it. But people are going to come. And we've actually gone up against much bigger competitors over the years and done extremely well. And it's a credit to everybody here, our distribution team, our R&D team, our manufacturing team. And we know our products will be delightful in the future. And we have a very bright future with the pipeline going forward. So, yep, you'll hear more noise, but we will always be there.
Yeah, love it. Well, Kevin, you're a delight to chat with. I look forward to getting you back again soon. Not so long between interviews, because you keep coming out with new things and more innovation and great stuff to talk about. So zero finger pricks. You want to check out the G6 system at Dexcom.com. It's Dexcom.com. And you'll see why I continue for years to talk about them in a very favorable light. Kevin, again, thank you so much for joining us on Into Tomorrow again.
Thank you, Dave.
My pleasure. Dexcom.com for more. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Congratulations on your 25th anniversary. You are a very good team together, and your show is so informative. I look forward to hearing you on the air for many years to come. It's wonderful to see that you not only take calls from American listeners, but also from your Canadian listeners, and also offer a toll-free phone number. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Donna in Amherstburg up in Canada. And yes, our toll-free number, we pay extra for that. It's good from anywhere in North America. So, yep, even in Canada, that you can call us anytime, 24-7, at this number.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Or, even better, the app is available for anyone in the world. That obviously includes Canadians. Download the Into Tomorrow app. Search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and then use the audio option and participate that way. You absolutely could do just that.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Know before you go high or low with customizable alerts and alarms. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
It's time for our Evo History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past,
here's Chris Graveline.
At IFA in 1995, Schneider, a German company which disappeared soon after, showed a sensational new technology, displaying TV images with laser beams.
Great googly moogly.
That's pretty much what the market said, because the technology never made it to the market, despite continuous developments by several companies and heavy investments. We still see prototypes of laser display technology, or LDT, with amazing picture quality at trade shows, but it seems that this Berlin world premiere would have to be filed into the failure bin.
Affirmative.
That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
We will do just that. And all things going well, fingers and eyes crossed, and a prayer wouldn't hurt either. In September at IFA Berlin, this will be our 18th year broadcasting from this huge consumer tech show, the best show in the world for the latest in consumer tech and home appliances and the connected home and so forth. So we hope to even see you there. It is open to the public. Go figure. Eddie in Prattville, Alabama, listens on TuneIn to our free podcast. Hello, Eddie. Welcome into tomorrow.
Get the laptops on HSN and QVC any good? And why don't y'all have an app on the Microsoft Store?
Okay, well, let's address your first question first, Eddie. There's nothing wrong with laptops that are sold on TV rather than by other means, but you can probably find better deals elsewhere than on the TV shows there, if for no other reason than those shows have a timer that tries to push you to buy before you can do some research on your own and see how their claims stack up to real users' experiences and, of course, to your own needs. Whatever they offer you won't cost any less than a comparable laptop bought from a reputable retailer or from the manufacturer directly. If you notice the prices seem very cheap, you're probably looking at a very different machine that is probably also very old.
Yeah, other than that, there's nothing truly wrong with them. They're not scamming you. They're just pushing you to buy now when there are smarter ways to do your research and choose a product that you can be sure will meet your needs instead.
Yeah, you got to figure, why do they have these timers running? You know, hurry, there's only 470,000 of these left, and your time's running out in 2 minutes and 27 seconds. You know, it's all that excitement. It's the hype. It's they do what they do, but doesn't mean they're saving your money.
It's like all those commercials that have always annoyed me to no end, where they say, you know, call now in the next 2 minutes and get. How are they going to know if the commercial airs at all different times? It doesn't matter. Anybody who calls will get that.
Exactly.
Now, as for the Microsoft Store, Eddie, frankly, we don't have an app because your computer comes with a web browser, and the experience that you'll get on our site will be much richer and fuller than the experience you'd get from an app that will be more limited and will offer no real advantages on a computer.
Yeah. Now, one correction: we do have an app, but not on the Microsoft Store.
Not for a computer.
Right. On your computer, Eddie, you just visit intotomorrow.com. Not only can you get our show notes, you can subscribe to our free, yes, free, unlike other tech shows, our free podcasts so you don't miss a minute. And again, that's all at intotomorrow.com. Oh, and sign up for the tech newsletter.
Due to the global impact of coronavirus, the economy's rapidly changing. As a business leader, your needs are shifting dramatically, but you still need your business to thrive, not just survive in a down market. Chameleon Collective is a hybrid marketing service and consulting firm, hyper-focused on growing businesses. Learn about how our veteran sales, marketing, and digital experts can help you by visiting ChameleonCollective.com or calling 1-800-914-0245 today.
Another hopefully very interesting to you into tomorrow tech tidbit. When electricity was first installed in the White House in 1891, President Benjamin Harrison and his wife were afraid of electrocution because of the new concept. They refused to touch light switches, so the staff had to run around and turn the lights on and off for them.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's bizarre, but there you go. Another tech tidbit for you from the producers of Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Don't forget that you can listen 24/7 to Into Tomorrow, to this funness. You can hear it on our website at intotomorrow.com and on our free Into Tomorrow app. Streamguys.com helps us stream the last several weeks of Into Tomorrow at those two places.
Oh, there, you can't go wrong there.
That's right.
Holy cow. And it's free. The streaming, the podcast, the app, everything.
And it won't cost you anything.
It's also no charge.
Yeah.
Gratis. I mention there's no money involved?
None at all.
All right. Gary in Alexandria, Louisiana, welcome into tomorrow.
I'd like to know, is there any research that's been done on Instagram and its connection to Facebook and how they just seem to manipulate relationships and pictures and I don't know. It's been a really weird 8 months for me, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. And Gary, yeah, you want to know if they're related? Facebook paid $1 billion, with a B, billion dollars in 2012 for Instagram. So there should be no question about the fact that they're related. Instagram's own help site actually has an article entitled, "Why Do Facebook and Instagram Share Information?" Mm-hmm. Part of that article says, sharing insights and information with Facebook helps us connect you with others and build a better day-to-day experience for the Instagram community. I'm using air quotes because that was their quote. Oh, and there's more. They also say, we can also let you know when a Facebook friend joins Instagram or suggest some of your Instagram contacts as people you may know on Facebook. In other words, they share information to manipulate relationships to get you to use their site more.
And get you to see all the ads they put on those sites.
Yep.
Now, Facebook recently replaced the Instagram leadership and doubled the number of ads on the platform as well. So you may not be having the greatest experience as a user these days.
No, they suck.
Yeah. A common topic of many articles is how Instagram is on track to dethrone Facebook as the largest social media network. Some say as soon as this year. So you should expect some of Facebook's worst practices to make their way to Instagram, and it becomes the main money producer for Facebook Inc. Now, having said that, no social media is good. They all rely on having more and more of your information to make money, and they will all use what they know about you to increase your usage.
That's what they do. But we don't. Come see at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your App Store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.